This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we are coming into the Christmas period, which probably means we're going to be doing a lot more driving, whether it to be see family or just go on a family trip. And how do we save money on our fuel consumption? I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the RAA. How are you this morning, Mark?
Very good, thanks, Jordan.
So how do we go about saving ourselves some fuel?
Well, first principles, obviously, buy the right car at the beginning. So work out what you need. And then once you know what you need in a car, then choose the vehicle that's safest and then most fuel efficient. And what happens is when you see that sticker, fuel consumption on the label, our experience is what you're actually going to get in the real world if you take what they call the combined fuel cycle number that they've got there, the one in the middle. If you add about a quarter to a third on the consumption to that, that's what you're going to get in the real world. So in other words, if it says 10 litres per 100 k's, when you buy it and start driving, it's more likely to be 12 or 13. So factor that into your decision. And what has been happening is cars have been progressively getting more fuel efficient as computers and better ignition system and better engine management systems have come into play. And better technologies. We've seen over the last decade, on average, probably the average fuel consumption of vehicles come down by about 15%. So they're the broad things. Choose your car right at the beginning. Once you've got the car, the other best way to save fuel is don't drive it. So what I mean by that is if you've got trips that you can do by other means, you know, keep yourself healthy or whatever, maybe consider doing those. If you do have to pick up stuff or use the car, try and combine your trips. You know, it's a bit of just putting down the list, and it's probably what people do already in their head, but making sure you have a list of the trips you've got to do today and try and link them in so it's, you know, it's the most efficient route. And obviously combine trips if you can turn what has to be two trips into one. Do that. But as you said about going on holidays, the biggest thing that affects the fuel consumption of the vehicle is load. And that load, most of that load comes from wind resistance. So the faster you go, the more drag you get. And as a little bit of a physics lesson, the drag of a car goes up roughly about the square of its speed. So it doesn't... If it's doing 50 kilometres an hour and it's got a drag of X, when it gets to 100 kilometres an hour, it doesn't have a drag of two times that. It has a multiple of that. It has actually squaring that. So the faster you go, the more drag you get, but the drag goes up even more. So what that means in practical terms, you know, you'd have a difference between driving at 90 and 100. Probably at about 5 to 8%. So if you can drive slow without becoming a hazard to other people, that'll save you fuel. The other thing is, if you're going to be towing caravans, etc., that figure really gets blown out the window with the extra drag that comes from dragging that sort of often non-aerodynamic box behind you. So yeah, they're the sorts of things you just need to take into consideration around this holiday period.
And I know it's something we've talked about before, but does the type of fuel you're using make a difference?
Not normally. If the cars, the manufacturers put a lot of time and a lot of energy into designing an engine to optimise its efficiency on a type of fuel, a 91 or a 95 or a 98, and often using higher RON numbers, doesn't have any material effect on the fuel consumption or performance that you'll be able to notice or measure. So the car's designed for 91, use 91. You know, if it's 95, use 95. But there is a popular belief by a lot of people, well, you know, if I use the higher spec one, I'm being better on the engine and better on the car and it'll make it cleaner. The reality is that they all have detergents in them to keep them clean. They all have, design parameters that once it's used its octane number, having more doesn't matter. It's a bit like It's a bit like vitamin C. You know, one tablet must be good. Two tablets must be twice as good. The reality, once your body's got enough vitamin C, it wastes it. And that's kind of what an engine does.
Well, hopefully there's some good tips in there so people can save themselves some money over December. Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That's Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.